Congratulations to Coach Smith and Tennessee State. I mean, he's a heck of a coach. They've got a heck of a team. And, we're sending the best of luck. I mean, they did a great job tonight. And then I'm just, again, this group of guys, obviously there's some somberness in our locker room right now. This is my 29th year coaching. In 29 years, it's just wild to be coaching that long. This is the most enjoyable team that I've ever had. Ever. And that includes the team. We won 31 games. But this team, the people in this program, the coaching staff, the administration, and of course the players, it just, these guys were such a joy to coach every single day. Like every day. Like there were no bad days. I mean, that it's bizarre to be able to say that in college basketball these days, but like, there were no bad days. I mean, every day these guys wanted to practice every day. They wanted to watch film every day. They wanted to get better every day. They were great human beings. And so it just, obviously, very, very proud of it, but very hard, you know, knowing that we aren't continuing to play tomorrow.
Questions?
Coach, just talk about the resiliency of this team. You know, you had that deflating loss last Saturday. Same team, same matchup. They gave a run, but they kept fighting back. Didn't really fold up the camps. Just talk about the team in that aspect.
Yeah, I think it speaks to our guys' character. The resiliency. Just again, I mean, that a loss that we had last Saturday could have crushed us, and we came back and got Eastern Illinois' best shot and found a way to win yesterday, and then just gave everything we could today. We couldn't quite make enough shots, obviously, not quite enough defensive stops, but. Just our guys just keep battling. I mean, Tennessee State, that we looked at, I think they've only been held under 70 like six times all year, and two of them won against us. And unfortunately, we couldn't find a way to, you know, put the ball in the hole quite enough. But again, it just shows how our guys just, yeah, keep getting off the mat. And this is with five freshmen, a sophomore, and, you know, right here, the youngest junior in the country. So with a young group, I'm just really proud of our guys.
Coach, just talk about the development throughout the season from, you know, the start of the year in non-conference to then losing Dragos and you kind of having injuries dealt with, but the resiliency you talked about. Just talk about that development from the beginning of the season to where you are now and just how that's been for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we did face a lot of adversity. You know, we had Dragos Lungu going out in the sixth game, especially with such a young team we had. I mean, I can't say that there weren't a few days after that. Obviously, that day was really, really hard with him going to the emergency room and everything. And there was a few days that I did think, oh, gosh, how are we going to do this? And how do we? Because these guys just, it was next man up all year. We had 10 different leading scorers this year. We had guys banged up during conference. We had a ton of different starting lineups this year, and it just kept being next man up, even into Luka Kolchak starting yesterday's game and hitting three threes. It just, that, I think, connectedness on our group. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we talk about connectedness, we talk about belief. You know, we wear t-shirts that say believe, and I think our guys really believed in who we were. We really believed in the system, believed in each other, believed in themselves. And, you know, that's how you fight through adversity over and over and over and keep getting off the mat and finding a way.
And then the program of UT Martin as well, the ability to be able to come in last season and take the helm of a program now that has really just been behind you for all these steps, and now having a team that can almost annually be competitive, and just the fact that you're given the keys to this. Just talk about how Martin has kind of been behind you behind all of this, and then also just what the future looks like.
Absolutely. Like with any program, it starts with great administration. You know, you have to have unbelievable alignment with the administration. You know, our athletic director is incredible. Our chancellor is incredible. And obviously, I'm very glad to give you the chance to run this program. But this was our third, you know, Final Four in 4 years. And so that preceded even me. I mean, Ryan Ritter did an incredible job here. Now we're trying to do a great job here. And so we don't have that without unbelievable alignment and great administration. And now with us specifically, you know, we want to do it a little different this year. You know, I learned a lot last year. We had a really good team last year too, but we wanted to go younger where everyone else was going older. We wanted to get young guys to be the foundation piece of this program. And you know, with five freshmen that played, you know, in our started three startups all year, five guys in the top eight rotation, another guy's a sophomore, and then obviously where you wound up from there. You know, we're trying to lay a foundation to be a really big time program, and it takes time, but we're trying to do it different than everybody else. You know, we don't just want to recruit just a bunch of portal guys every year. I mean, we want to try to grow and develop and grow and develop. And, you know, I'm excited to grow and develop and see what I can learn, you know, this offseason and what I can do to try to help these guys become better players.
Andrea, you battled some injuries last year. Finding your way into that rotation at times was hard. You took a huge step in your production this year. What kind of went into that, and how did you see this team from a player perspective, how it came together?
So, I mean, every injury is hard. So even when I came back, I was not the same player. I needed like 10 games to get back my rhythm, and I finally catch my rhythm like last five games, last season. So I was really excited for the season coming up. So I worked really hard. Like getting shots out, being in the gym every night with assistant coaches, Drew Kelly, Selehan, everybody helping me out, working on everything I could to be a better player. And that's why I made the jump. And also behind every player gotta be why I do this, you know? So, I mean, we have here, Shelly Strong is for Coach Sele. I play for Coach Sele for his family. I mean, you always gotta have why. I mean, we had, like Coach said, ups and downs this year. Our best player, John Sloan, got hurt. And I mean, Matas, our second best player, is an 18-year-old guy. So, I mean, I'm really, really proud of this team from what we did, from where we came, like a bunch of nobodies, everybody would say. And like everybody got us like walking through like dead last or something like that, you know, this year. And we came to be first, like half this season. And I'm really proud of these guys. And like, there's nobody else I would like to do this other than them.
For the rest of the players too, that bunch of nobodies thing, how much did you carry that with you guys this season, knowing that every step of the way you were going to be doubted coming into the season? Everybody had you at the bottom because nobody knew what to expect out of you guys, and you blew those expectations out of the water.
I think the whole season we had an underdog mentality coming into games, and that really like fueled us to be competitive, to fight for every ball, because we wanted to prove to everybody in the LPC that we can compete, we can win. Like, we were first for 70% of the year. Like, I think that's, yeah.
So yeah, as we said, we came into every game as underdogs. Also, our team chemistry is really good in the locker room with coaches, with staff members, with teammates. As I said, chemistry is really good, so that's how we won the games.
Philip and Matas, like, it's hard to come over to this country and be away from your families, but how has your experience been when you guys got in front of the community, they've accepted you, and you guys go in the crowd and garner those relationships? How has that been for you as players, just absorbing Martin and letting them be a part of you too?
So it wasn't really hard because there's a lot of international players in the team. So everybody welcomed us like really warm. There's a lot of like guys that play here like second year. So it wasn't that hard. Everybody's so friendly.
Coach, now looking forward a little bit, and I know that this is very fresh, but looking towards the next month, is there any expectation or want to continue competing in a postseason tournament of some kind?
Well, I would love to. That'll be another topic for another day. But obviously, I mean, any chance, you know, that I have a chance to coach these guys, I mean, I would love to coach these guys longer. I don't think we're getting an NCAA at large bit, but that's what's hard. Just thinking about finality with this team, and so it'll be a later conversation, but just this group is so amazing. I can't really yet wrap my head around not like watching film and going back to practice and having Philip Kakowski in my office every single day bugging me for film for hours on end. So I don't know, but obviously, yeah.
Coach, last question, but as a team, as a program, year two, to win 22 wins, do you feel like you're on that schedule, ahead of schedule, building something that can be really sustainable?
I do. I really do. You talk about belief. You talk about believing. Again, I did believe that we could win 22 this year. You know, when Dragos went out, that got shaken a little. But I do feel, you know, that we're also, both things are true, I think we're also a little ahead of schedule. You know, at the same time, and I talked to our athletic director, come in 2 years, and said, this is what I want to do. I want to try to build something sustainable. I want to build with a young team. And I knew there was a chance that this year would be hard. You know, as much as I believe in the recruiting aspect, I knew when you're recruiting so many young guys and your oldest and your junior's 20 years old and starting college at 17, like, I knew there's a chance that we wouldn't even eclipse the 14 from last year. But I wanted to build something sustainable. You know, my administration's been fully on board with that. You know, no one said, hey, you better go recruit a whole lot of 23, 24-year-olds to try to match up in OVC. You know, my athletic director was incredibly supportive on trying to build something sustainable. And that's what I think we've done. I mean, I think our freshmen, including these, you know, two guys right here, just absolutely, like, we're not talking about ahead of schedule. I mean, I fell in love with Petkovsky's game in recruiting him. I'm not so sure I knew he was going to start every game for us this year, you know, or every game he was healthy. And, I mean, ahead of schedule in Montes, I mean, I was head over heels when we had a chance to bring in Montes. I'm still not so sure. I thought he was going to average 13 points a game and be freshman of the year. So these guys, and not even, obviously not even including the guys who've been with me for, you know, what feels like 1,000 years already, you know, I do feel like we're ahead of schedule, you know, but that's exciting to me. You know, I have a hard time, like, sitting still, whether it's shaking my legs or just even, you know, enjoying the moment as much as I probably should enjoy the moment, but whether it's continuing to play at a postseason event or whether it's getting on to recruiting for next year, like, I'm excited to improve, because I think this group of guys, this core that we have, can truly be something special. And honestly, you know, you look at, you know, what it takes at our level. I mean, Tennessee State, Nkrumah is a returning player, you know, and Travis Harper's a returning player, and Antoine Lorke's a returning player, and those three guys, you know, kicked our butt at times tonight. And so, trying to bring and grow this core along and try to do something special here, you know, at UT Martin and Northwest Tennessee in general. I mean, I'm just extremely enthusiastic, extremely bullish on what our, you know, future can be, while still trying to just, you know, be in the present and understand, you know, the levity of today.
Thanks, man.